I'm joined by John Culligan to talk about the future of football and the future of football as it battles with its present. So me and John decided we were going to have this conversation in the context of the possibility of the La Liga overseas game. That has now been postponed or removed from the calendar due to action from supporters and players to push back against it. It seems like football as a sport, or the administrators of football, John, would like to find ways to make the game more global. Mm-hmm. We can discuss their motivation for that. I'm sure it'll come as we chat. But they have a determination to do that. The thing that they repeatedly run into is the fact that people who both play and spectate the sport want it to be, if I say local, I'm not acting like Barcelona isn't a world city. It is a world city. But that those people want to keep it rooted in wherever the locale they feel it belongs is.
Yeah. No, I think it's fair. And I think it was like a really big moment. It felt like it was going back and forth on the topic over a couple of months. You know, and I spoke with Gibbo on it, and I had a separate conversation with Rory on it. And I think there was, you know, at times it felt like it was fully on with the UEFA ruling, La Liga on board, both clubs kind of signed up, and literally only a couple of months ago. But lo and behold, this all comes back to player power and fan power. The interesting thing you mentioned about like the administrators kind of wanting to have that global element to things, I don't think that's ubiquitous in terms of every administrator yeah. out there wanting to take every kind of game globally. But I do think, you know, if we look at Liverpool and we look at the Premier League in our instance, it is a global league. We're here in Liverpool. We support the club. We're very local, but it is a global league. And I think it's just the next kind of step from where it is today is starting to do those matches internationally. The big challenge in all of this is just how hard it is to make it happen. And that's a really big part. Putting on a game internationally, as we've seen in this instance, there are so many hurdles to go through. And we sometimes speak a bit flippantly about, you know, a game in New York or a game over in Mumbai or something. But the steps to go through, and we can maybe get into that later, are really intense. And this is Barcelona Villarreal has tried to be like years in the making, literally. But, you know, where we got to, it went seemingly through all the steps needed locally in the US, with UEFA, with FIFA, with their commercial partners, with the lawyers, with the leagues. The club signed off. It came down to players saying, no, we're not having this. And then it stops at the last hurdle. So I think we are looking, it is going increasingly global. We all know that, but this, the biggest point for me, is just showing how hard it's going to be for the game to take place internationally.